31. And there's a race nun. So the beginning of race nun, we're talking about preparing for Shabbos, the importance of preparing for Shabbos, doing something in honor of Shabbos. Is that an obligation or not? And So the Ramah, we're up to the Ramah right before the base, at the end of Aleph. The end of Sifa Aleph. So very interesting, the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'esh lahashkiz ha-sakin be'er Shabbos. You should sharpen the knives on Er Shabbos. Kizel mekoved ha-Shabbos, and because this is also part of, we discussed the other things that are honor of Shabbos, various things we can do in honor of Shabbos, we'll discuss that a little more. This is also part of honoring a Shabbos, shemechin asma lachila, because you're preparing yourself for the, or preparing for meals. It's hard to eat if you don't have a good knife. Now, there's very interesting Ber Hetev. The Ber Hetev brings a pasuk from this week's Parsha. And let's see how fitting it is. This week's Parsha. The Parsha says, you know, this week we'll be learning about the Man. And on Friday, they got a double portion. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael because of Shabbos, right? There were, one of the mitzvahs they got before they received the Torah at Sinai was Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ve'echinu es asher yaviu." You should prepare that which you brought. So you see the man, you know, you had to maybe do something with it. You had to prepare it the way you wanted it. So the Ber Hetev brings down, it says, "Ve'echinu es asher yaviu." They should prepare that which they bring. So he says the word ace refers to, is a hint to knives. To prepare the knives. Why? So it comes from the language of Le'isim Mizmaros, because Mr. Mark, maybe come with him. The famous Nevuah, that in time of Shiach they will beat their. Yeah, what's the plowshares and something else?
No,
leave the line out of it. leave the lines alone. Pruning hooks? Something like that. Whatever. See, you guys are. I see. Whatever means a knife or something like a knife, like a sickle? A sickle? Maybe a sickle. So that's a type of knife. So therefore, lithium comes from the word, like if you cut down, ace, right? There's a machlokas, there's a shorish, two letters or three letters, right? You know that. So that's for sure. So so that's where it comes. So the word ace asher yaviyu. So you could say this as a Dvar Torah in Shabbos, right? It's from this week's Parsha. So that's where you come from, sharpening knives. Now, people don't worry about that so much because the steel that we have, you know, you don't have to sharpen our knives. And also, a lot of our knives are serrated, right? You can't sharpen, right? You can't take one of those dingle whoppers and sharpen a serrated knife, right? Yeah, that will not work. But believe it or not, it does apply, at least in my house, I think every Erev Shabbos. That is, we have a challah knife. And the challah knife, we've been having a running battle about this challah knife. We had a serrated challah knife that we got as a chasna present, and that became dull, so we got another one. So now, a few months ago, we got another challah. It really looks like a shechita knife. It's like, you know, like, I mean, the thing is scary looking. I don't know why. It's like, maybe you don't get one of these rebbish challahs, you know, like, heard about the Satmar wedding, and I'll talk about that later. Anyway, so So it's not serrated, and it has to be sharpened. So my wife bought, yeah.
Not serrated challah?
Yeah. Well, she bought it at, I was about to say 7-Eleven, but not 7. At Smart and Final. It's so, like this really long, scary-looking knife. It's really scary-looking knife. And so my wife bought this thing, and she sharpens it every Erev Shabbos. That's the halacha. That's where it comes from. And it, believe it or not, it is a hassle to cut the challah unless it's sharpened every, almost every other Shabbos. It's really interesting. Now, I just want to end up, we're talking about, Base. Let's do base very quickly. Rabba bebasar yayin migdanos kfiya chalto. Yerba, excuse me. It's not so good. Yerba bebasar yayin migdanos kfiya chalto. You should buy and have meat and wine and delicacies, sweet things, as much as you're financially able to, as much as you're physically, as much as you're able to. It's very interesting. I don't know in your Mishnah verse, but in my Mishnah verse it says, Ayin Lel B'Simon Reish Mem Hey. That's not correct. It should be Reish Mem Beis. So we learned in Reish Mem Beis all the way at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that the various foods, we should have very good food on Shabbos, but it depends on the person and the place. So in other words, some people don't like wine, like somebody I know. So that person doesn't have to drink wine. Or again, there may be in a certain locale, certain foods we can imagine are more important. And in other countries, like a few years ago, who heard of sushi? Now all of a sudden, you know, what Shabbos without sushi? It's like an Issa D'Oraisa. So again, so it depends on the place and the time and the person. But again, Shabbos was very important, as we see. And therefore, again, you know, maybe you can make a hamotzi and have some meat and have a sandwich, but you know what? That's not Shabbos. That's not Shabbos. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll continue this.